Saturday, June 18th, the second full day of my vacation. I spent the morning recording, an early lunch, and then walking in the Scharnhorst with Calvin Sultemeyer, who will actually do the work of harvesting the wildflowers, Jerry Kivett and Ben Blossoman. I tried to find the exact places from which last year's good stand, the runway, had come, see if we had just as much abundance after the harvesting. But alas, it was a different season, less spring rains, and more goats and sheep. So there's no fair comparison. I remember a couple of weeks ago, it'd been a carpet of yellow and red. We staked out some pretty good stands and then went to the dance. Here in the My 80 Acres pasture where the well is, we parked the car and walked practically the circumference and across it a couple of times, staking out grand areas for harvesting truckloads of a mixture of Indian blanket, wine cup, coreopsis, wild verbena, wild phlox, pink Texas star. Suddenly in the brush, I saw four vigorous moving lines. I looked at one, a small armadillo. I ran up and down the road looking at the others. It was a family of armadillos. How fast they could go was surprising. Ben caught one and held him up by the tail. He was probably 3 or 4 months old. Fairly good eating, Ben said. His shell still pliant and rather soft. When we put him down, he scurried after the other three. We ran along the road to where, under a clump of trees, there was one hole, two, three, four, all entrances to an underground apartment house inhabited by who knows how many armadillos. The main entrance had a hideous escutcheon over the door. About a million daddy long legs, all in a cluster. It'd been rain at the Scharnhorst the night before, and thundershowers were threatening, so I decided not to walk the river again today, but instead read for an hour or so The Devil's Advocate by Morris West. And then, because the river was high and I couldn't cross it at our dam, I set out toward the Boy Scout hut. Right between James Davis's house and the Hodges, I saw down to my left, in the high grass, the head and neck of a turkey hen, cautiously stepping along, and in a moment, out of the grass, I could see she was accompanied by six little poults. In a moment, another appeared, also with poults. They were headed for the river. I asked Ben, "Are these wild turkeys?" They looked wary, more at home in the woods than in the pen. He assured me they were wild turkeys, closest I've ever seen any. Our house. Suddenly, there in front of me was a big snake. I rushed to run over him, but he slithered off into the tall grass, and I called Ben to get his gun. They got out and walked back. So did I, but we couldn't find him. Ben had seen him too, and said he was a water moccasin. I shall have to be a fatalist if I'm to continue walking in the thick, high grass and the hot rocks of the river country. I stopped at the entrance on the other side and walked to where the fence separates us from the Hodges land, staying as close to the river as I could. It was a pretty good stand of Indian blanket, and a strange, fluffy lavender flower, rather like a bird of paradise, growing precariously from the steep bank of the river. The grass was deep and lush. I must tell Dale that he might want to put cattle in it before he mows it. I wish for a combination tree surgeon and fisherman to take up his abode in the guest house that we had once for several years each summer, till he grew sick and had to go to the Veterans Hospital. But not before he had worked on dozens and dozens of trees in the riverfront to their everlasting beautification. But there are still more trees, and such a man is hard to find in our affluent society. It's a strange contentment to be away from the abrasion of contact with people. Today, for the first time, I did not call the family, but I could feed for a long time on the long, sweet talk with Lyndon last night and with Lucy, who has given up crying and is determined to comfort her daddy. One small bonus from this pain could be an increasing closeness between Lucy and her daddy. It's been happening for several years now, to my deep satisfaction. Someday soon, I shall want to start seeing a few good friends again, but not just yet. Solitude and nature are a balm. A soft velvet caress. I watched Gunsmoke and read myself to sleep. World is no doubt still as full of troubles, but I am quite insulated here.